Bands of rain and strong winds aren't done yet. How the rest of this WRAL weather alert day will play out. Plus, from toppled trees to a roof ripped off, WRAL brings you today's storm damage.
We have live team coverage as we track more thunderstorms on the way. Then hundreds of new high-paying jobs coming to Wake County with Fujifilm's new expansion. How the Triangle is attracting global interest from foreign companies.
Right now at 7, we start with a tornado warning that was issued in Iredell County. Along the line of storms, it's moving closer to us at this hour. As we take this live look at the radar, you can see what we're going to be watching over the next few hours. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. This system could bring heavy rain, wind, and lightning with it. We want to get you closer to home here with some live pictures out of Durham, Sanford, Fayetteville, and Goldsboro. Really, winds are picking up in Goldsboro, although I am told that the camera's a little bit looser over there. We have live team coverage of this system. Let's begin with meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Kat, what's the timeline for all of this?
Well, now that that line of storms has developed, we're getting a better feel for the timing, and it's not likely to get here until starting after 8 o'clock tonight, and the threat should continue through about 10 o'clock, though rain could even linger after that. New information, a tornado watch was issued to our west. We are not included in the tornado watch right now, but this tornado watch has three tornado warnings now inside of it. That's what all these smaller red boxes are. So this is a powerful line of storms that's going to be tracking our way. We just have some spotty showers out ahead of it still, but the main event remains well to our west at this hour. If we put a storm track on this, we're expecting it to arrive closer to Sanford around 8:50. So it's really as we get in toward the second half of the 8 o'clock hour that we would expect the intensity to ramp up in our western counties. Futurecast has shown this as well. The new run showing storms pushing in 8:30, 9 o'clock into the western part of our area. And then it's really showing not much activity in our southern counties. We've seen several runs of Futurecast keeping things quiet in our southern counties in a row and keeping most of the activity in our northern counties once we get past the 10 o'clock hour. Storm reports today have mostly been wind damage due to trees coming down. Some of those trees fell on power lines and led to some issues earlier this afternoon, and we saw winds gusting about 40 to 45 miles per hour. We'll have that threat as those storms roll through this evening as well. I'll have a closer look at when the rain threat clears out and your weekend forecast coming up.
Okay, Kat, thank you. We'll check in with you soon.
The rain is also coming down in Southern Pines. That's where we find the breaking news tracker. The signal doesn't look great, but we're going to try and send things out to Willie Danley, who's keeping an eye on things out there.
Well, Dan, as you can see behind me, it's very wet outside. I'm standing here in Southern Pines. You can look here. This is old U.S. Highway 1. This road is very wet. Just a few minutes ago, we got stuck in a pretty heavy downpour, but it only lasted a few minutes. Like I said, the rain has been pretty off and on. We have seen some high winds as we've been driving through this area, you know, knocking some branches off trees. Nothing crazy, but definitely worth mentioning. And this rain, as I said, is keep going on and off. So we're going to continue to follow this and stay outside and keep you updated with the weather. Back to you.
All right, Willie in Southern Pines, thank you. Let's check in with the live center now.
Yeah, Dan, we can actually show you where you might see some of that wet pavement. So down there in Southern Pines where Willie is, up here along US 1-2 into Chatham County. Wake County, we're pretty dry for the most part, except a little bit out to the eastern part of the county. This is US 1 in Cary, right by the Crossroads Shopping Center. You can see dry pavement and everything's moving along just fine there. Some of it is the wind, though, you need to worry about. You can see this camera here on I-40 at 540 near the airport bobbing up and down. So hold on tight to the steering wheel, even if you see that dry pavement. If you are heading to the airport, check in with your flights. 98 delays so far today, 4 cancellations right now at RDU.
Matt, thank you. Parts of the Triangle saw some damage earlier today. Trees fell on power lines in a Five Points neighborhood, causing an after-school program to cancel today. It happened at Reeves Drive and Hudson Street. The large branch took out power lines, knocked out electricity to over 200 homes in the area, including a church. That's where Loaves and Fishes holds their after-school program. They canceled because of the outage, but worked with families to make sure that kids got home from school.
We take a live look now downtown Sanford. A lot of strong wind in this area blew down several trees in Sanford, forcing thousands in Lee County to be without power for multiple hours. Been a long day. Crews spent the morning clearing a tree there on Hawkins Avenue. You can see it resting on power lines. Didn't damage homes, though, which is good news. Around the corner, a giant oak tree was no match for the wind. Part of it fell on a house that was under it. And a burst of wind, as you see here at the auto sales lot on Main Street, blowing the roof off. Workers across the street saw it happen.
It was like really windy. It was like raining a little bit. And out of nowhere, I just happened to look out the window, and I could literally just see the whole roof just flew up. It flew up and it hit the road.
And only the road, which was good. About 2,000 students from Lee County schools were without power for several hours today, students being sent home early at noon because of all of this weather. Make sure to download that WRAL weather app. You want to have this with the notifications turned on. You can keep an eye on the radar and get the latest forecast. The app is free to download.
An already massive footprint is growing in Holly Springs. Japanese biotech company Fujifilm Diosynth is nearly doubling the number of jobs to more than 600 and increasing its investment by over $1 billion. WRAL's NC Capital team broke this news last night. Now at 7 o'clock, Sean Gallagher shows us how the Triangle has become a target for foreign business.
It may not look like much now, but this facility is looking to be the epicenter of vaccine manufacturing in the world. But the expansion of Fujifilm Diosynth is representative of much more to the Triangle.
It's pretty clear that North Carolina has become an advanced manufacturing powerhouse.
After Governor Roy Cooper's trip to Japan in October, North Carolina has seen five Japanese companies announce more than $9.5 billion in investments and more than 4,200 new jobs in the Triangle.
This puts North Carolina in a global showcase. We know that Japanese companies believe in North Carolina.
The governor's office says more than 30,000 North Carolinians work at Japanese companies every day. And it's that pool of talent that makes the area so attractive to companies like Fujifilm Diosynth.
We are, of course, under competition for people here, but it's always better to be in competition for people than being places where you don't have support in the community. So this seems to be one of the best places for us to come.
Part of any economic development strategy, any good economic development strategy, has part of it talent pipeline, talent recruitment, talent retention.
It's why Holly Springs beat out places like Singapore, Denmark, and Southern California for Fujifilm's expansion, a place with highly qualified candidates with a strong education right in their backyard.
Well, and I'm a little biased. I believe that that Wake Tech is, in terms of life science, the best community college in the country.
Places like Wake Tech open doors for even more people. These new jobs average $109,000 a year at Fujifilm. So those who may only be able to afford a community college tuition can be on the same playing field as those with a four-year degree.
I mean, if you look at the jobs that will be at the Holly Springs facility, about two-thirds are at the community college level in what we're doing, with opportunity for growth and advancement. And it's not an either-or choice for folks, but it's a choice of, you know, there is a place where people can start, whether it's a short-term program like BioWork.
Starting with companies from the other side of the world, right here in North Carolina. Sean Gallagher, WRAL News, Holly Springs.
And get this, the Fujifilm Diosynth expansion is anticipated to have a $4.7 billion economic impact to the area over the next 12 years.
Today, O.J. Simpson passed away from prostate cancer at 76 years old. His family sharing the news on a Twitter account. O.J. first announced he was undergoing chemotherapy in a video posted on social media last May. One local doctor says he hopes this reminds people of the importance of screenings.
Our greatest opportunity to cure this prostate cancer is to detect it early before it has a chance to spread. And that's at a time when there would be no symptoms. So that means there has to be active activity on the part of men going in to get screened.
The American Cancer Society says screenings for men of average risk are recommended beginning at age 50. African-American men and those with family history of the disease could be recommended to begin screenings at age 40 or even sooner.
Well, talk about counting your blessings. A Durham firefighter says he can't believe he survived after he and another firefighter got trapped in a roof collapse. You can see how charred his gear was before he escaped. His crew got a call that people were stuck in a Durham home. They didn't find the people they were trying to save. Instead, they got caught inside themselves. This firefighter says it's an experience he never could have prepared for.
just something that Jim Valvano said, don't give up, don't ever give up. And I thought about that afterwards, not during, but afterwards. And I said, that's what I did. I didn't give up. If I'd have given up, I wouldn't be here.
He sure is looking great. Dixon says he was dragged out of the house, taken to the UNC burn unit. The victims that he and another firefighter went in to save also escaped before the collapse.
What a story. Wow. Still ahead here on WRAL, something you only see here. We're giving you an inside look at a new state-of-the-art center to improve safety in Johnston County. Plus, the Wolfpack celebrations aren't over yet. How fans can show support for their NC State teams at the Bell Tower one more time this season coming up. And as we head to break, we're going to stay on top of this weather as it moves through as we take a live look at Warrenton. More from Kat Campbell after the break.
Only on WRAL, we are getting the very first inside look at Johnston County's new public safety center and jail. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan shows us the state-of-the-art technology emergency services are using.
So in this building, we are walking into the future of public safety in Johnston County.
The building that we moved out of, we were just overcrowded. We had used every office in the building except for the break room and the bathroom.
This massive $17 million building recently completed off of Highway 70 Business combines emergency services operations under one roof. It took more than 2 hours to see the massive new facility.
Here on the right is the squad room. So this is the interview rooms here, state-of-the-art interview rooms. We refer to this as the war room, where we have a major incident that has occurred in our county. We're working here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until we get it solved.
Downstairs, the sheriff's office. Upstairs, a new 911 center.
Central Smithfield Station 2, motor vehicle accident.
We built a facility planning for the future growth for this county. We are the fastest growing county in the state right now.
It houses 12 911 operators with room for a dozen more.
The epicenter begins here. The call for help starts here.
Down the hall, the new EOC, or Emergency Operations Center, with state-of-the-art technology. The previous EOC was the size of one of these breakout rooms.
So anytime there's either a known event or an unknown event that happens that is a major impact to the county, this room becomes operational. But for a county the size of Johnston County, we really needed to expand our capabilities.
This is the evidence storage building.
A county growing by leaps and bounds, and with the surge in population, the need for public safety amenities to match is top priority. Chelsea Donovan, WRAL News, Johnston County.
Any moment, the Japanese Prime Minister will be arriving in North Carolina for a historic visit. You're actually looking at a live picture of RDU right now. This is a motorcade, and this is the tail end of what was a very long motorcade. We saw cars with the American and Japanese flag there. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida will be touching down. Governor Roy Cooper will be there to greet him. Prime Minister Kishida will be treated to barbecue and Southern hospitality as he tours some of the biggest Japanese companies in the state. We will bring you updates during this newscast and on our late news at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL.
The feds are going to help to upgrade it now with some money, the Highway 12 at the Outer Banks. You've seen the pictures and the videos of that road. When bad weather comes through, DOT often has to close it because of ocean overwash and flooding. Just under $2 million will fund a plan to then improve the situation out there. Anything to make the highway more resilient to storms and a changing climate. The money is part of a much larger $800 million grant for projects nationwide. North Carolina got around $3.5 million of that. Another chunk of the money will pay for bridge work in Columbus County. North Carolina's trains set a record in March with more passengers than they'd ever seen before. More than 66,000 people took the train last month. Two trains run daily between Raleigh and Charlotte. The state DOT is working with towns in between to create some special schedules to serve those popular events and festivals from one place to the next.
NC State keeping the celebrations going for both basketball teams in their historic tournament runs this season. On Monday night, the university is hosting a party at the Bell Tower for players and fans. Both Wolfpack teams will be there with coaches Kevin Keats and Wes Moore. The city of Raleigh will actually be closing Hillsborough at Oberlin Road and Horn Street for the free event. That all kicks off Monday at 7 o'clock. And check out this video. This is the moment an eighth grader wrangled a swarm of bees outside of Rocky Mount Academy. They had become a problem here. Caitlin Boone has been beekeeping as a hobby since she was 9 years old. Today, she has her own hives and is teaching people about what makes bees so special.
It's really fun and interesting, and there's so many new things that I learned, and it's really fun to share information with everybody else. And it's something cool, like not a lot of people do beekeeping my age. So it's really fun to share with my peers.
It is cool. Boone sells honey from her hives. We've got information on our website, WRAL.com, if you want to get your hands on some.
We've got some nasty weather headed our way that's been creating some problems out to the west, even a tornado on the ground. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now as we watch the system move our way.
And I told you about the tornado warnings off to our west at Western North Carolina at the top of the newscast. We now have a confirmed tornado on the ground, and this is near Elkin. I've been there many times, Elkin near North Wilkesboro, and it is headed off to the north and east. It'll eventually cross into Southern Virginia, but I just want to show you, you know, this environment to our west is ripe for these severe storms and even tornadoes to develop. And the red box here, that's the tornado watch. We're not included in any tornado watches or warnings at the moment. We'll continue to watch this line of storms as it closes in on us. We do have one thing working in our favor, and that's the fact that these storms are not going to get here until after sunset, so the atmosphere is a bit more energized to our west. We have some showers moving through right now. So there is some rain out there and some blustery winds. We just had a wind gust of 45 miles per hour at RDU. Sustained wind of 25 miles per hour. So a very windy day today. Currently, winds are gusting to about 32 miles per hour in Rocky Mount, 33 miles per hour in Goldsboro. And these numbers are going to continue to fluctuate throughout the evening and into tonight. But we still expect it to be pretty windy. In Durham and in Raleigh, temperatures are still sitting around 73 degrees. Fayetteville a little bit cooler due to seeing more rain today. Some raindrops on the lens there in Fayetteville, 70 degrees. If we look ahead for the remainder of your evening and tonight, that line of storms is likely to break up some as it moves in. We'll see a push in between 8 and 10 o'clock is when we have the greatest potential for anything to be severe. After that, there's still a chance for rain and perhaps a rumble of thunder. Less likely that it would be severe, though, after that. We'll start to dry out after midnight, and then overnight, the clouds are likely to clear. You should wake up to some sunshine early in the day tomorrow. Ends up being a beautiful, blustery start to your Friday. Still windy tomorrow. Throughout the daytime hours will be dry, but as we get into tomorrow evening, we see the upper level energy with this system swing through. So these are going to be very quick showers. They blow through pretty fast, but you could see a brief downpour, perhaps a rumble of thunder around dinner time tomorrow evening. And we'll watch that for you throughout the evening, but we're not expecting it to be as big of a deal as today. 71 for the high tomorrow, still quite windy. Once we get to the weekend, we are nice and dry with lots of sunshine expected. 73 Saturday, 83 on Sunday. It's a great weekend to make some outdoor plans. Tomorrow, if you need to get something done, do it in the morning. It'll be the time to go out for your dog walk, your jog, or run any errands. We've got dry weather and the sunshine, but by dinner time tomorrow, you may need to opt for an indoor reservation. Not everybody is going to see a storm at this hour, but this is pretty much the best chance of any rain that you would see tomorrow. Looking ahead past tomorrow, check out these numbers. We cool down briefly behind the cold front that passes tonight, but not for long. We're going to be right back in the 80s starting Sunday, and next week looking exceptionally warm. High temperatures climb into the upper 80s. It'll feel a bit more humid. Our average first 90 degree day is in mid-May, early to mid-May. I did look back at the record books. The earliest we've ever hit 90, though, was in March. I think it was March 12th. So no way we're going to break that record this year.
Open the pools. That's what I say.
I agree.
Thanks, Kat.
If you need some inspiration for your spring garden or maybe a bathroom renovation, you might want to head to a home show in our area this weekend. We've got details coming up. And as we head to break, we are taking a live look at Durham. Look at those billowy clouds above. We'll be right back. A festival devoted to pimento cheese.
There you go.
And a visit from some Disney princesses are all ahead this weekend in the Triangle.
WRAL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has the details in Out and About.
If you love pimento cheese, then you're going to want to go to the downtown Cary Park on Saturday for the Pimento Cheese Festival. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., enjoy live music and some great pimento cheese samples from local restaurants. There is also a pimento cheese sculpting contest. On Sunday, head over to Durham for a food truck rodeo at Central Park. From noon to 4 p.m., there will be more than 50 vendors on site. Face painting, a DJ, and inflatables make this a great family-friendly pick. Admission is free. Also Sunday, hear some classic songs during Disney Princess, the concert at Durham Performing Arts Center. The show will feature some of your favorite princesses performing Disney classics from Moana, Frozen, and more. Tickets are still available. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
There's also the Southern Ideal Home Show that returns to the state fairgrounds this weekend.
I know you're excited about this
one. I am. I'd check it out.
This event brings hundreds of home improvement experts and vendors together in one place. You can get advice from the pros, get inspiration for your home. Celebrity guests Dave and Jenny Mars from HGTV's From Fixer to Fabulous will be there. It's all happening in the Jim Graham Building and Exposition Center tomorrow through Sunday. Teachers, nurses, veterans, and active duty military get in for free.
Why is everything that you want to do to your house so expensive, though? You ever wonder about that?
Don't even get me started.
It's so expensive.
I know, especially right now.
Well, maybe you can get some deals over there or learn how to do it yourself.
At the very least, you can find experts willing to give you some good advice, which you know, that can be tough to come by anyway.
You show up with your note, with your
there
notebook.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50. And 11 on WRAL. We'll keep watching the weather for you as it moves our way. Keep checking WRAL.com for updates. We'll see you later tonight.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.